My guest at this time is the delightful, the always fun to be with, Elena Newport. Elena, how are you?
I'm fine. I'm just sitting here waiting for a debt limit compromise to come around. How about you?
I'm not sure that I'm just waiting around for it because I think you and I have both been around Washington long enough to know that if there's time left before the deadline, that time will be used.
That's right. It's the last. Yeah, people. I'm looking at maybe setting up a bake sale this weekend, thinking maybe I can help out or something. I'm not sure.
Yeah. I remember those from the Clinton years. Yeah, the bake sales. That was how people were contributing down to the debt. That seemed to work.
I heard somebody say, right, President Obama wishes he was born in Kenya right now.
It's a hot time in Washington, and it's not just the temperature. So, But see, the Capitol steps, they're not just going to make fun of what's happening, which they do frequently, of course, and do very well. But you also get underneath the issue, the underlying causes for why we're having the problem that we're having, and the debt crisis is no different.
The seamy underbelly, I like to call it. That's what we deal with. The seamy underbelly. This song basically is about, if this debt limit doesn't get resolved, can we crash on China's sofa for the weekend? That's what I want to know.
Here we go. Capital Steps Classic.
A long, long time ago, we used to get our food homegrown, and toothpaste used to make you smile. It used to be you'd shop with ease, never eating antifreeze. You planned to keep on living quite a while. But now our goods are all delivered from somewhere on the Yangtze River. No one knows the source there, so you might find some horsehair. But if corporations make a buck, they don't give a flying. Peking duck. And with this system we get stuck today, it makes you sigh. Now when you abide by an American pie, your grandma didn't bake it, it was made in Shanghai, where they engineered the apples to be juicy, not dry. But the crust is made of cardboard and lye. Don't feed it to your dog, he might die. Now did you eat a tasty cake, and did it make your stomach ache? I could have said I told you so. Looking one is some guy took bribes in Szechuan, so you just bit into little Debbie's toe. And now the toys you bought from Fisher Price have toxins deemed unsafe for mice, and Elmo tends to wheeze 'cause he's laced with PCBs. But all my problems seem so far when I see my cheap new DVR. I'll even brush my teeth with tar, and you will see that I'll buy from some young guy. I drive a Chevy and it's heavy, but the price is too high. Soon $20 will buy a car from Shanghai, and honey, that'll be the day we all die.
I always love, Elena, the enthusiastic response to such a depressing song, but I think my favorite part is Elmo laced with PCP. There's nothing sacred.
Ah, memories. Yeah, we're laughing about it now, but when we're all on some sort of PCP laced dementia, we won't be laughing.
Yeah, exactly. When our interest rates are 30% and where tax rates are up to 75 or something like that. Yeah, it'll be a real lark.
Yeah. Well, happy birthday to President Obama coming up soon, I guess.
Yes.
Yeah, if I guess
50. He's
Donald
50
Trump
years old, I think.
See the birth certificate, but, you know, other than that. Yeah.
Other than that, yes, he's supposedly 50.
Yeah, that's right.
Up in the next few days here. So quite a happy birthday he's in the midst of right now with this debate.
Right.
So.
They won't even let him raise his age.
Perhaps not, because, you know, he's getting closer and closer to Medicare eligibility, and we can't afford it, so we got to keep him in the 40s. So. along with everybody else who's not there yet. Elena, have a great weekend. And
all right, I'll try.
We'll talk to you next week.
All right, thanks.
Elena Newport, star of the Capitol Steps. Check them out every Friday and Saturday evening at the Reagan Building here in Washington. Learn more about their work online at capsteps.com, where you can get a copy of their latest CD, Desperate House Members.